Nothing measures the imperial scale of Henry's court better than the size of the space needed to feed its gut. Here at the kitchens at Hampton Court, 230 people were employed, servicing another 1,000 who every day were entitled to eat at the king's expense.
Three vast larders for the meat alone, a specially designed wet larder for holding fish, supplied by water drawn from the fountains outside. Spiceries, fruiteries, six immense fireplaces, three gargantuan cellars capable of holding the 300 casks of wine and the 600,000 gallons of ale downed each year by this court. And at the centre of it all, though carefully protected in the privy chamber from undue exhibition, was England's new Caesar, the King, at 40, colossal, autocratic, bestriding the realm with all the godlike power and authority of the Roman Caesars. And now, inevitably, the church, with its allegiance to Rome, found itself on the wrong side of a nasty argument. How they must have shivered at the Archbishop of Canterbury's palace in Lambeth when they heard Henry say of his bishops, "They be but half our subjects, yea, and scarce our subjects."